Okay, so we today's daf is daf chavtes, and we are on chavches mabez, actually in the middle of a discussion. The Gemara just brought up the shita of Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya related the Mishnah on daf chavav to the Mishnah on daf bez. Mishnah daf chavav, if you remember, had three parts to it. Part number one was four brothers, two of them are married to sisters, and Reuben and Shimon, the ones that are married to sisters, die. So Levi and Yehuda now have two women in front of them. They're each acho zukukaso, and therefore the Mishnah says chalitza has to be done to both of them, and they cannot do yibam because of the isra of achos zukukaso. Part two of the Mishnah, let's say one of those two sisters was an erva to one of the remaining brothers, so then that woman does not have a zika to that remaining brother because she's his mother-in-law, and therefore that brother could do yibum to the other sister, while the first brother still has to do, if he would do it, he would do chalitza to both because they're still both achos zukukaso to him. Part three of the Mishnah, if both of the women, the two sisters that are now Yevamas, they are each Erevas to one of the brothers. They're both Reuven. Mrs. Reuven is Levi's mother-in-law. Mrs. Shimon is Yehuda's mother-in-law. So in that case, each of them could do Yibub to the opposite brother. Says Rabbi Chiya, part three, that case where there are each of them are Erevas to the remaining brothers. So Rabbi Chiya says all the Erevas of our first Mishnah in Yevamas and Apeis could fit into that case. It could fit into that case. All of those cases, you know, the 15 Arayas, could fit in to be, you could have two Bitos, you could have two Chamosos, you could have two, all the cases could fit into that part three of the Mishnah. So we had three, Rabbi Yehuda, on Daf Chav Ches Mabez, limited it. He says Rabbi Chiya did not mean the first six cases, because the case of Bito, which is the first out of the six, cannot fit in a regular marriage case. And once you take out case one, you take out all the first six cases, because all of those are a unit, they're all Bitos. Abaya said that, no, you could even include it, because the Mishnah can be talking about even out-of-marriage cases. That was part two. But Abaya said, don't include Eishas Achiv Shlohaisa Ba'olamo, number 14, on the list of 15 there. Get a case of a non-contemporary brother, because that case is subject to Machlokas, and we don't want to include Machlokas in our discussion. And Rav Safra, where we ended off with, he says, no, you could even include Machlokas in the discussion. Let's pick up now, right across from the Hagos HaBach. Rav Safra Matargim Av Eishas Achiv Shlohaisa Ba'olamo. Rav Safra says, no, all the cases, even that case can be included in Rabbi Chiya's statement. Umishkachas law, how can you find it? B'shisa ache, ubala aliba de Reb Shimon. You could come up with a case. Again, what's the case? Well, you have the case of the brothers where you have the women fall to them and the two sisters that fall to them are Eishas Achiv Shlohaisa Ba'olamo. Each of them have the psul of Eishas Achiv Shlohaisa Ba'olamo, but each one of them is only an Eishas Achiv Shlohaisa Ba'olamo to one of the brothers. As we're trying to discuss in part three, remember the two sisters, one of them is an Erva, one of them is not an Erva to each of the brothers. The Simanech, so how do you get it with six brothers? The Simon, the way to remember it is, Meis Nola V'Yibim, Meis Nola V'Yibim. That's exactly what happened here, the process of events. Death, birth, Yibim, death, birth, Yibim. What's the case? As follows. The Gemara says it explicitly. Reuven Shimon Nesuin Shtei Achios, Levi Yehuda Nesuin Shtei Achios. As we have always said, four brothers at the time, Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters, Levi and Yehuda are not. Meis Reuven, so Reuven dies, as we've always said, but all of a sudden, before anything else happens, Nolad Yisachar, brother number five, is born. So to him, he now has an Eishas Achiv Shlohaisa Ba'olamo. Mrs. Reuven is an Eishas Achiv Shlohaisa Ba'olamo, who is an Erva to Yisachar. But then V'yibim Levi. But then Levi comes and does Yibim to Mrs. Reuven. And then May Shimon, then Shimon, the second brother, dies, and Nolad Zavulun. So now Zavulun, brother number six, also has an Eishas Achiv Shlohaisa Ba'olamo. That's Mrs. Shimon. Mrs. Reuven is not an Eishas Achiv Shlohaisa Ba'olamo to him, because remember, according to Reb Shimon, if Yibim is done before the brother is born, so that woman is fine. There's no remnants of the Yibim. And then Yibim Yehuda. And then after Zebulun is born, Yehuda does Yibim. So now we have the brothers are married, but Reuven and Shimon are dead. But then Meis Levi Yehuda below Banim. So now brother number three and four die without children. And now Yisachar and Zebulun have all their wives. Levi and Yehuda each have one wife that is an Eishas Achiv Shlohaisa Ba'olamo to one of the remaining brothers. So Hasur Lazeh Butaras Lazeh, Hasur Lazeh Butaras Lazeh. That's the case, how you could fit it in to Rabbi, to our Mishnah. Each one of them is usher to one because it's an erva and muta to the other one. And the sister, I'm sorry, the Sivama can do either chalitza or yibam. Period. So that's the case how it fits in. The Gemara just finishes off. Lama le yibam Yehuda below yibam Yehuda nami mishkachas la. Why does the case have to be where Yehuda, brother number four, did yibam? Even if he had never done yibam, as long as he had other wives, you might say the same din applies. You don't need him to have done yibam. So the Gemara says Mishim Tzara. No, you don't, because you don't want just the case of Eishazachar Shalaisim Olamo. You want Yisachar Zvulin to have Saros also of Eishazachar Shalaisim Olamo that they'll be able to do yibam to, and you can only have that if Yehuda has done yibam already. The Gemara says Hatenach Tzara. Fine, I see how Tzara fits in. Tzara that Tzara Ma'ikal Amemar. If you're really relating this to the first Mishnah, don't you need the double Tzara that Tzara that Tzara? Remember, if the co-wife goes and then marries a different brother. So the Gemara says, okay, you can fit it in. Gahon de Hadar v'yibinu nami gad v'asher. Throw in two more shvatim. Right? So there are two other brothers. You can figure out a case of Tzaros de Tzara as well. Okay, end of that discussion. We just fit in Rabbi Chia explaining three different explanations of Rabbi Chia, how he fits into our first Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Masdisa. Shlosha Achim. Again, this whole parak of Arba Achim is all about these similar cases of brothers married to sisters, some of the brothers married to sisters, and then Acholitz, the next parak, gets on to other topics. But this parak is mostly about these cases. Shlosha Achim, Shnai Mehem Nesu'in Shtei Achyos. Three brothers, two of them are married to sisters, O Ishovita, or Lavdafka sisters, any relationship, or two brothers married to mother and daughter, O Isho Basbita, mother and granddaughter, O Isho Basbina, other granddaughter, Hari Elu Chotzos Vlobis Yamos. So we know that these women do Chalitza and don't do Yibam, because as the regular case is, there's one brother that's left, so now he has two women that fall to him, but they are related to each other. So therefore, each one of them is Achos Zukukaso, or Aim Zukukaso, so therefore, you can't do Yibam. So therefore, Chalitz is done, it's a Durabanan. Rabbi Shimon Poter, Rabbi Shimon says, in this case, Pater, from doing Yibam or Chalitza to either of them. As we had this once before, but the Gemara now will bring the Makar. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon seems to hold that the Isra of Achos Zukukaso is an Isra de Araisa, and is an Erva. Achos Zukukaso is an Erva based on a Pasuk the Gemara is about to bring. Ha'isa achas mehen, yeah. If you hold, so this would be a third sheet of meaning outside. Even if you hold yesh zika, it's not this strong. You're saying, so this is the third meaning, this is even daraisa. This is even daraisa, correct. Ha'isa achas mehen asur alav iser erva. If one of them is usher to this brother, this third brother that's left. Remember, now we're in the case of three brothers. Two of them are married to sisters. So the one brother that's left, if besides being sisters to each other, one of them is an erva to the one brother that's left. So again, usher ba mutar b'chosa, same principle that we had before. The Gemara is going to ask why we have to repeat it. Usher to that one, because she's an erva. And mutar to her sister, because now there is no zika related to the erva. Yisr mitzo, Yisr kedusha, but if it's only an Yisr drabanan, or an Yisr chayve lavin, choltzos v'lobis yamo. So then, chalitza would be done, and ayibam, because an Yisr drabanan, or even chayve lavin, does not break the zika. Okay, Gemara Tanya, what's Reb Shimon's makar? Reb Shimon poter b'shnei min achalitza ben ayibam, sheneemar, v'isha el achosalos kach litzrar, a woman and her sister, you should not take litzrar, b'sha'a shenasu tzaro zu lazu, lo yehele chali kuchin afilu ba'achas mehen. When two women become co-wives, they're not really co-wives here, one was married to Reuben, one was married to Shimon, but they're now co-zukukos. Once they are kozukukos, so then there is no likuchin, there is no marriage even to one of them. Special pasuk Reb Shimon brings that acho zukukaso, or any relative, aim zukukaso and others, there is no zika created then. They're like two ervas, and therefore, one does not have to do yibam or chalitza to either of them, they both go off without anything. And Nemuka Yosef explains, Reb Shimon holds, zika, this might be related, Michael, to what you just said, yesh zika, but zika kiknusa. You have to add that line, as the Gemara said earlier, yesh zika, that's what the Nemuka Yosef says here, but he also holds of zika kiknusa. Lo yehei lecha lekuchin afilu ba'achas mehen, achos zukuka, hi ka'achos isha. It's just like achos isha, each one of them are like achos isha, and therefore it is like an erva. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we're going to get back to Maimer a little bit later, but there's another question. Another question dealt with. Wasn't Reb Shimon the one who said earlier that if they did do, let's say they did do Yibam in these cases. Beis Shammai said, Rabbi Shimon said in the Brisa, we didn't have it in the Mishnah, but in the Brisa he said Yekaimu. He said Yekaimu. Oh, so Tosfos has an important limit. Tosfos here, the second Tosfos on the Yamud, Tosfos Shenasu says, Hainu Dafka Kishnafel Lefei Yavim Echad. When does Reb Shimon say that they're both totally off the hook and no Yivra Chalitza only by one Yavim, like our case in the Mishnah? If there's one brother, so one brother, each of them have a direct connection considered Zika Kiknusa, and therefore each of these women, again, falling from separate husbands, it's as if they're married, and therefore Achos Ishto. But if there is more than one Yavim, Tosfos says, but if there's two brothers that are left, Reb Shimon would be modim, because after all, look at the previous Mishnah. The first Mishnah of the Perek, Daf Chaf Vav, Reb Shimon says, in the Brisa related to that Mishnah, Yekaimu, that they could stay married if they had done Yibam. If they were Mamish Ervis, they wouldn't be able to stay married. So that's why Tosfos here, and the other Rishonim, the Piskei Rid, also says Beferish, because the issue of Zika Knusa is only when there's one brother. That's when you could say she's married to this brother fully. But if there are two brothers, how can a woman be married to two men? Can't be. So says the Piskei Rid, Reb Shimon didn't say a shita there. This is what Rav Rishonim say. The Ritva has a suffix about it, so it's a question of how the Ritva reads our first Mishnah, if our first Mishnah says that they can stay married. But Tosfos and the Piskei Rid both say here that the Reb Shimon's din is only by one brother, one Yavim, and not by two. Yeah. Does it matter if both have to die at the same time? Doesn't seem to say that limit. Because would he say that you have to kibush nafla b'shah? But it sounds like either way, it doesn't matter. It sounds like once they become usher, now it's like achos ishto. Okay. So ha'isa achas behen b'chulu tudas hasul amali haynuach. Ask the Gemara. Didn't we have this rule in the previous Mishnah? The previous Mishnah said if one of the sisters is an erva, then the other sister you could do yibam rechalitza to. So why do we have to repeat that lush, that line, that klau in our Mishnah? Reb Shimon itzrich. The Mishnah Gemara answers, we needed to tell you that this applies even according to Reb Shimon. Why? I would have said, I might have said that according to Reb Shimon, since he says in a case of two sisters, there's no chalitza or yibam, they both go off scot-free without anything. Ligzar mishum bezach yos da alma. We should be gozer even in a case where one is an erva. Because if, what did we just say in this Mishnah? If one is an erva, they can even do yibam to the other one. But 1 minute, according to Reb Shimon, let's say one isn't an erva. They're both just plain sisters. So then they'd be totally able to go away without yibam chalitza. And if you do yibam in that case, that's an iser krisus. Because that's an Isser D'Oraisa, according to Reb Shimon. Two plain sisters that aren't an Erva to one of them. So you might have said that even in the case where one of them is an Erva, you shouldn't allow Yibum to the other sister, because your Gozer are to the case where there is no specific Erva to this Yavam. Because if you would do Yibum in that case, it would be an Isser Krisus. Kamash Milan, we don't make such a Gzeira. So the reason we had to repeat the principle is to tell us the Chiddush even in Shitas Reb Shimon. Continuing, Isser Mitzvah Chulu. The Mishnah continued and had said that if one of these women, these two sisters, is an Issa Durabanan or Chayve Lavin, so then you do Chalitza to one of them and you don't do Yibam. As we said, that doesn't break the Zika. Ask the Gemara a simple question. V'yam Reb Shimon, Sheach Yos Lo Chotzot Lomas Yamos. What do you mean? Reb Shimon just said if you have two sisters that fall to the third brother, so they go off without anything. So now what did the Mishnah say? If one of them is also an Issa Drabanan to Levi, so then he has to do Chalitza. What do you mean he has to do Chalitza? There's no Zika at all. These are two sisters. Reb Shimon just said, based on a Pasuk, that these two sisters are Mufka from Yibum or Chalitza. And all of a sudden the Mishnah says, ah, but if they're also an Issa Drabanan, well, that creates a Zika? That doesn't create a Zika. So it says the Gemara, yeah, Gezeira Mishum Isser Mitzvah Ta'alma. You're right. Mida Oraisa, Reb Shimon would say these two women do not get anything. But you know what? We're worried that if these two women go off without anything, you know what people are going to think? They're going to know that this woman is an Isser Durabana to Levi. They're going to think that's the reason why the other woman doesn't have to do anything. They're going to think an Isser Mitzvah is like an Erva. And therefore, they're going to even say, even in the case where they're aren't two sisters. There's just an Isser Durabanan to Levi. They're going to say, oh, an Isser Mitzvah, Pater's the Tzaris. And that's not true. That's only an Isser Durabanan. We had that in the Mishnah earlier on Daf Chaf. So because of that, we're Gozer. Midaraisa, if there are just two sisters, they don't need anything. If there's an additional Isser Durabanan to one of the sisters, then the other one does need Chalitza.
In the four brothers' case,
that one needs Chalitza, yeah. In the four brothers' case, the Isser Mitzvah, they always say it's according to Reb Shimon. We said Reb Shimon agrees to that case if there are two brothers. So it wouldn't be a difference. Right. Wouldn't be a difference. Says the Gemara, Hatenech Ihi Yachos HaMeikel HaMeimar. So far I understand why she, the Isser Mitzvah, the Isser Derabanan, would require Chalitza, because we don't want people to think that she has the status of an Erva. But what about her sister? Her sister also would require chalitza. The Gemara says, "Yeah, because we're going to get we don't want them to get confused between the Isser Derabanan herself and the Tzara. So we would require midrabanan and chalitza by both of them, to both of them. So you always can say kula chadak zera hi. You don't have to, even though it's a quote. You can say without this. We're showing him say if this gzeira wouldn't hold, if you wouldn't be included, this other one in the gzeira, then that's considered kulachad gzeira hi. So you have to say they're both gozer at the same time. Vagabe erva lo gazrina. Ah, you don't have such a gzeira by an erva. Like we just said on the bottom of the previous amud. We said it's a havamina to make a gzeira. That if one of the sisters is an erva, you should require chalisa to the other one. Kabash, you don't make a gzeira. So why do you not make a gzeira if one of them, besides being sisters, is an erva to Levi? But you do make a gzeira if, besides being sisters, one of them is an isadura banan to Levi? So the Gemara answers, shiny erva to migbar gemirila inshi v'kala isla. Everybody knows the halachas about ervas. Everybody knows the daraisas that this woman does not create a zika. She's totally off limits because she's an erva. She's the mother-in-law of Levi. Nobody's going to make any get confused. And this is a rabbanan of Levi. So that already people don't realize, and therefore there's more reason to be gozer. Next Mishnah, similar case. Shlosha achin shnayim nesuin shtei achios ve'echad mufne. Three brothers, two of them are married to sisters, and one of them is not. One of them is single. Mufne. So why don't we just say married to a nachris, like the previous Mishnah had said nachrios, right? Not the previous Mishnah, but the previous cases that we've had. That two of them are married to sisters, one of them is married to nonsense, right? We had it on Amid Beis and Rav Safra before. So why does it say Mufne? So the Ritva says, yeah, it's love the Afka. Don't worry, don't take it so seriously. But the Tosas Yishanim here says, because the end of the Mishnah, this is going to be a case where we say, oy vey on this guy. He has nobody to marry, so we want to emphasize that and say that he's not even married now. So that's why we talk about Mufne, that he has no women. If he had a wife from beforehand, it's not such an oy vey. But because the last line of our Mishnah coming up is going to be an oy vey case, it's going to be oy, literally. It's not just calling it an oy vey case. But so that's why the Mishnah uses the word mufne. That's what the Tosfos Yeshanim says here on the daf. So what's the case? So again, you have three brothers, two of them are married to sisters, one of them single. Meis echad mibalei achyo. So Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Reuven dies. V'asaba mufne maimar. Levi, who is not married, does maimar to Mrs. Reuven. But then the achrach meis achiv hasheni. But then Shimon dies. So now what's the halacha? Levi is standing here with two women in front of him. One of them he had done maimar to, fine, perfectly. But now the balas maimar, her sister is also. Now he has two achozukukaso. He tried to get married. He didn't do it in time because one of them is a balas maimar. Now he can't fully marry this woman because this woman is achozukukaso, and the other woman is also achozukukaso. So what do you do? So Beishamai Omrim. Beishamai says no problem. Why ishto imo? He did maimar to this woman. Maimar, you married. You married with maimar according to Beishamai. Maimar is a kinyan gamur. So you married. Have a wonderful life. The other woman, that's Achosisha. She has no Zika. Beishamai says, no problem in this case. The one you did Maimer to, you married to, and you finish it up, you do Yibum with her, and the other sister just goes off scot-free because she is Achosishto. And therefore, nothing has to be done. That's the Shita of Beishamai. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel says no. Beis Hillel, other Tanaim say that no, Maimar is a Kinyan Drabanan, Kone Bemiksas, and therefore, There's a limbo period here that he's not fully married to this woman, but he did a little bit, but you're stuck. So what does Beis Hillel say? Mosi es ishto begeru b'chalitza. This balas ha-mayimar you have to give a get to because of the mayimar, but you also have to do chalitza. Because d'oraisa, it's not recognized that you did anything. Ve'ish es achiv. And the other sister who fell from the other husband, b'chalitza, she also needs chalitza. So Beis Hillel says, no, you can't stay married to either of them. They're each achos zukukaso. Zuhi she'amru. And Beis Hillel finishes, and this is the person that Chazal said about, oilo al ishto va'oilo al ishus achiv. Woe to him because of his wife, meaning the one who did maimer too, he has to divorce her. And woe to him for his brother's wife, which is the other woman, meaning he loses on both counts. Right? And Tosfos emphasizes, Tosfos Ibra Baschel, this is a case where he didn't do anything wrong. There was no pshia here. We're going to have other cases later on where he's going to have to divorce both people. That's because he did something improper. He married without checking out. She married without checking out that her husband had died. You know, other cases, we don't say the oilo because something here, he didn't do anything wrong. He did mimer that his brother died. So that's why we use this lashon of oilo. Yeah. The only impediment is a Durabanan impediment. So you want to say Hey Mamru Vahe Mamru.
Exactly.
But it's a Durabanan impediment, but once they make rules, you can say they can't break. He gave Mimer, which is a Kinyan b'miksas. There's a Shaychus, but it's still Miksas. And according to their rules, Acho Zukukasa was Asar. It's patterns, maybe even Yezika. Remember, Yezika is also Durabanan.
So why should that Durabanan override the Durabanan of Mimer?
Because Maimer is, you could even say Miksas, Achuzakuka is a Din Vadai. It's a Din Vadai. Whenever you have Achuzakuka, that wins. Maimer is a Miksas. It's a Miksas Kinyan. It was just to be Misakin, so you don't do Yibum without any preparation beforehand. So again, that's a din of a suffix. That's why this would be the case.
So what would happen if somebody gets engaged?
What does engaged mean? Maimer?
No, a real engagement.
A fake engagement. Not a real engagement, a fake one. Mimer is a real halachic first stage of the marriage. But in this case, engagement in halacha really is not...
No, what if there are two sisters?
Two sisters.
One sister is married to the brother.
Right.
One sister is just engaged.
Okay.
Then...
Aerson.
Aerson.
To the other brother, to Shimon, brother, yeah.
And then the brother dies.
Right, I'm saying, but Aerson, we've said before... Aerson, we said before, has the same Zika. Doesn't matter if it was Aerson or Nisuin to the other first brothers. It's the same strength connection to the third brother. So would it make a difference?
No, there are two brothers. There are not three brothers.
Okay.
There are two brothers.
Achos Isha applies to Aerson too.
So then he will be able...
That other, if he's married to one woman, then the other woman would go... Oh, so you're saying, let's say Reuven is married to a... Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Shimon has Aerson to...
No, there are only... Shimon.
Right, Reuven and Shimon are married. Reuven and Shimon has Aerson to one of the sisters,
right.
and then Reuven dies.
And then Reuven dies.
So can he continue? Can he continue? So Aerson is a Kenyan Daraisa. Aerson Kenyan Daraisa. So Aerson, you're right. It's not Nisuin, but it's also still a Kenyan Daraisa. He's already married. It's an Ashes Ish. She's an Ashes Ish even by Aerson. So therefore, it wouldn't apply. Wouldn't it be the same thing as Mimer? Yeah.
According to Beis Shammai, we then does Mimer.
Yeah.
Let's suppose he's a Kenyan, she dies.
So that's Amud Beis. We're going to get to it. We're going to get to it on Amud Beis, your question. So this is the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So just two other ha'aras. Number one is, so Beis Hillel says you have to be motzi her, you have to give this woman a get and chalitza. This woman you did maimer to, you have to give her a get for her maimer and chalitza. Is that dafka, that order? Does it matter the order that you do it in? The Mishnah says get or chalitza. So the Rambam in the Pirshei Mishnah says it's dafka. You have to do get first for the maimer and then chalitza afterwards. Why? So I saw with the base mayor, one of the achronim in the Biurei Daf says, because the Eina Mitzvah Nikra El Al Misha Gomra. And Chalitz is the real mitzvah here. The Getz is getting rid of the Mimer. So that's why you want to do Chalitza last, because Eina Mitzvah Nikra El Al Misha Gomra, that is the Iker. Is Beis Shammai a Dinta Oraisa or a Dinta Rabbanan? Beis Shammai, we know, holds Kinyan Gomor. Mimer is a full Kinyan. Is that on a Daraisa level or on a Darabanan level? Rashi, we're going to have him on Amud Beis. Rashi and Amud Beis. I'm just going to mention it now, then we'll come back to this machlokas a little later. Rashi holds it's a disser, it's a din derabanan. Rashi holds even Beis Shammai says Maimar, which is a Kenyan Gomer, is only a Kenyan derabanan. Tosfos, the Rashba, the Ritva, all other Rishonim argue on Rashi. They say, what do you mean a Kenyan derabanan? If it's a Kenyan derabanan, how could the other woman walk scot free? That's what Tosfos asks on the bottom Tosfos. So not the bottom Tosfos. This Tosfos, Dibur Maskel Beis Shammai, quotes Rashi from Amud Beis and says, how could that be? So that's why most Rishonim say that it is a din. Beis Shammai holds that Maimer is a din da'araisa, as we'll talk about more as we go along. But now let's continue. Beis Shammai, yeah, for Beis Shammai it is. For Beis Shammai it is. Once you do Maimer, the other woman just walks, doesn't have that anything. According to Beis Shammai, Maimer is like Arison. Okay, Gemara. Zuhi lemutei mai, the end of the Mishnah. Beis Hillel says, this guy, we feel bad for him. Oi. So Zuhi, what's that excluding? Which case do we not say oi lo? Lemutei after Rabbi Yeshua, delo abdin kavasei, ela ikra begam liel ikra balazar. Is excluding a din of a shita of Rabbi Yehoshua, which comes up later on. Rashi explained the daf kuftes. We had this case once before. That's the case where you have two brothers married to two sisters, but the second brother is only married to a ketana. And it's a marriage midirabanan. So what happens if Reuven's married? They're both married to sisters, but the second marriage is only a dirabanan marriage. And then Reuven dies. The one who's married on a daraisa level dies. So now you're kind of stuck because Shimon has a din daraisa to do yibum to his brother's wife, but he's married to the sister on a dirabanan level. So he can't stay married. So there are different options there what to do in the Tanaim. Do we suggest he does miyun and that he could do yibum to the first sister? But there, Rabbi Yeshua says, you're stuck. Oilo, oilo. But that's what our mission is going against. No, we don't possibly. There we say there is an option. There we say you don't have to get divorced from both of those women. Period. Amar Abelazar. So we are about to have three different understandings of Beis Shammai. How far does Beis Shammai go? Amar Abelazar, number one. Lo tema maimer le Beis Shammai kone kinyan gomor. Beis Shammai doesn't mean it's a full-fledged, 100% kinyan marriage. Di boila fuki sagila begita. Meaning, according to Beis Shammai, you do maimer to a woman, and then you decide you don't want to marry her. You just have to give her a get? You don't need chalitza in that case? No, even Beis Shammai would say you need chalitza there. Maimer is not a full marriage. Ella, it's a full marriage only regarding the following halacha. Ella maimer le Beis Shammai ein kone, ella lidchos bitzara bilvad. That halacha in the Mishnah, that another woman, an achos ba'alas ha-maimar, could walk away without anything, regarding that halacha, it is a kinyan gomer. But don't think that this is yibum. Maimar isn't yibum. Meaning you can't just give a get after the maimar. You would still need chalitza if you would change your mind. And the Rashba here emphasizes the Havamina here. Because you might have said, and this is where he argues on the Rashi again, so what's the Havamina here? Mishum demaimel Beis Shammai kone devar Torah. As we learn, v'nachkumi v'lakcha lo le'isha. V'lakcha lo le'isha l'pazim b'yibam. And the Yerushalmi says, an amazing Yerushalmi, yachol k'shem shahabiyo gomer ba, kach ye maimer gomer ba. You might think that maimer is totally enough, you don't even need the bia. Tamalomer v'yibma, it says, no, you should do yibam, you should do bia also. But the Yerushalmi says, it's a din d'araisa l'nefer from sukkim, so it's a real kinyan here. So the Rashba says, I might have thought that this is kone dvar Torah totally. And therefore, you wouldn't even have to do chalitza after maimar if you would decide that. Kamash Malan, that's the chiddush of this shita of Rebbe Lazar, that it can't be that maimar does everything. The Karanara also proves Rebbe Lazar's shita. It can't be that maimar does everything. Number one, why not? Because what does the pasuk say by Yibam? Lahakim shem la'achiv. But maimar is a shtar. Obviously, there's no hakam shem there. There's not going to be any child born from a maimar. There's no bia. So obviously, says the Karen Ora, even if you want to say it's a din d'araisa kinyan, you can't say it takes the place of yibam. Because what kind of hakam shem is there? A. B, the second point of the Karen Ora says, and that is, if all it is, if this could take the place of yibam totally, so why can't Chai Ve'lavin do it? What do we say by Chai Ve'lavin? You have to do chalitza. Why can't they just do maimar? They're not doing any violation. They're not violating anything if they're Chai Ve'lavin to each other. So that too also emphasizes that even if you want to say Maimar is strong, Kinyan Gomer, according to Beis Shammai, it's got to be that it is not full regarding all halachas. We're going to have somebody in Amud Beis that does say it is. But at least this is the first understanding of Beis Shammai, that Rebbe Lazar says, is Kone Kinyan Gomer regarding a co-wife will get off without anything. Meaning lahakim, meaning like that tosis we had earlier. You only need the potential for the child to be born. You don't need actually. But again, this isn't even the potential. I wouldn't call this royal bila if you don't even have the bia. It's not even, you don't even have the potential there. At least Tosas there is excluded. Islandus. What was it? Tosas in the Chaf. Yeah, Tosas Chaf of an Aleph. That the you need the potential in the Maisavia at least. If you don't even have a Maisavia, then there's no potential. Amar Biyavin Afanana Mitanina. Also, our Mishnah, the first Mishnah in the Perek, also proves like this understanding. The Rabbalazar is the Beis Shammai is limited. Beis Shammai Omer Mikaimu Yikaimu in Lachad Chilo Lo. What does Beis Shammai say in the case of the two women who fall? To the two brothers that are left, Beis Shammai says they could stay married. Mashma, they can't get married in the first place. The Esav Gadai Tachneim. What's the case there? That was the case of the four brothers. Two of them married to sisters. Then the two of them die. Now the two sisters fall to Levi and Yehuda. So the Mishnah says there they have to do chalitza. Beis Shammai says if they did yibum, they could stay married. So ask the Gemara, if Beis Shammai really says Maimur is a full kinyan, so why did the Gemara suggest, why can they each do Maimur? Let them each do Maimur, and they'll each be Kona Kinyan Gamur. So what's the problem with that? So says the Gemara, why? Elamai, what are you suggesting? You're suggesting that they each should do Maimar, and then the other one will be rejected. Elamai is the chalameimar. But you know what the answer could be? Maimar de hetera dachi, de isura lo dachi. No, you can't do yibim maimar there. Why? Because right now they're achazuku kaso. When can you do maimar according to Beis Shammai and it works as a full kinyan? Where's Beheter? If you could do yibim if you want to, and if you didn't get to do yibim, you do maimar. That's a maimar de hetera, and therefore that would work. A maimar de isura. Like in that case, each of them are ach. You don't get to do the first step. Because they're already asur. So achanami, maimer, afilu manda amr, maimer, koni kinyin gamur, maimer, tehatera kani, the isura lo kani. So you see, maimer is limited. The Sharm Misar Nabalacha says that this whole issue would be tully on the big sugi at the beginning of Mesechas Temura of kol milso David Rachmana, damar Rachmana lo sevid, yavid mahani, yavid lo mahani. Whenever the Torah says to you not to do something and you do it, is that effective or not? If you shech something on Shabbos, does the shechita work? If a kohen marries a grusha, does that marriage work? If a man marries his sister, does the marriage work? The Torah tells you a lot of times not to do something. So the question is, why does it come up there? Because by tamura, what's tamura? Tamura means you made a carbon, and you decide, I don't want this to be a carbon, I want that to be a carbon. What's the halacha? They're both carbonas. You're stuck. You violated an aveira, and you have to give both carbonas now. So the Gemara there for three dafim, dalet hay and vav, in Maseches Temura, every case of kol misal lo sevid rachmana, where the Torah tells you not to do something and you have to achieve an effect, so that's discussed there. So says the Sharm Sanab Balacha, this lechora should be connected to that maimar de hetera or maimar de isura. That is all number one understanding of Beis Shammai. Number two understanding of Beis Shammai. Rav Ashi Masni Hachi. Amar Rabbi Lazar, lo tema maimer de Beis Shammai dachi dechi gemura vitzarasa chalitza nami lo bayi eladochu b'shayer hu. Maimer is kona kinyan gomer, but don't think, we're going to ask on our mission in a second, don't think that that means that a sister of this bialas maimer goes off scot-free. She, of course, also needs chalitza. It just means that you could stay married to this woman that you did maimer to. What did Beis Shammai say? What did Beis Hillel say? Beis Hillel says you have to get divorced from this woman and the other woman. But the chiddush of Beis Shammai is just that the woman you did maimer to, you could finish the job with her. You could do yibim with her. The other sister, she of course needs chalitza. It's not that strong to pater her with nothing. The Mishnah says before is not. We'll get to that. Amar Rabbi Avin, afanan amitanina. Rabbi Avin brings the same raya. Beis Shammai omer mikayim mikayim uin lechanchilo lo. V'yisal gadayta, Beis Shammai earlier said they could stay married, but not that they should get married. V'yisal gadayta, maimer le Beis Shammai doche techi gemura, ze yas maimer v'yitche, v'ze yas maimer v'yitche. Same thing as we said before. Our Mishnah from earlier in the parak, Daf Chavav, seems to say that it's only a b'dieven, not a lechanchilo. But now the Gemara asks the obvious question. What does this second understanding of Beis Shammai say? If you do a maimer to one woman, and then the other woman, who's her sister, falls to you, that woman also requires chalitza. The chiddush is just that you can stay married to this woman. The Mishnah said, mefurish not that way. Our Mishnah said, mefurish, that the other woman walks. The other woman just goes out. Achozisha. So says the Gemara, you're right. Ella, there's a difference. Yevama de chazila kulhu chazila miksasa. Yevama de lo chazila kulhu lo chazila miksasa. When did this understanding of Beis Shammai, when do we say that Maimur is limited and the other woman, the other sister that falls, would require chalitza? That's only a low-level mimer. A mimer where Yibum wasn't possible, but you did mimer, like the first case of the parak. Daf Chavah, four brothers. With two brothers left, the two sisters fall to them. So there, each of them are achuzu kukaso. You do mimer there, the other woman still needs chalitza. It's a low-level mimer. And our Mishnah, that's a great mimer. Why? Because at the moment, that remember our Mishnah, Ruvi, Shimon, and Levi, and Ruvain dies, Levi does Maimar. Perfect! He could have done Yibum. But then Shimon dies. So now you're stuck. So there in that case, that's where Beis Shammai would say the other woman would get off free because that Maimar was really Bebakab Yibum. Interesting, Lashon the Gemara uses calling Maimar Miksas Yibum. Miksasa. If it's Royal Kulu, Royal Miksasa. Whatever, you could do Yibum, which is Kol, you could do Maimar, which is Miksas. Interesting, Lashon, in terms of the conceptual idea of Maimar. Period. So that, we've had two understandings of Beis Shammai. So now we have the following. Bo'i Rabba. Maimar le Beis Shammai. Nisuin Osa. And we're going to have a third one, just to even look ahead. If you look on the fourth and fifth wide line later on, we're going to get to that. Rabbi Ami holds that Beis Shammai hi darim Maimar kona kinyan gomor. He's the third of the thing of Beis Shammai. Total. Total kinyan, no limitations. But we'll get to that. So first, Bo'i Rabba, where we're up to. Maimar le Beis Shammai nisuin osa o erisin osa. According to Beis Shammai, does Maimar function as, let's say in the case of Maimar de Hetera or Maimar where you could have done Yibam, a perfect Maimar, where it's kona the most. So is that nisuin osa o erisin osa? Does that create nisuin or erisin? What does that mean? Regarding what halacha are you talking about? There are many halachas that change from erisin to nisuin. So regarding which halacha are you asking, does Maimar accomplish? So ilema, a number of possibilities. Ilema, li yarsho, li tamila, ulahafer nedareha. Are you asking regarding these three halachas, which kick in by nisuin, yerusha, that they each inherit each other? Li tamila, they each are metami for each other if the other person dies. Ulahafer nedareha, and to be made for the nedarim. So then, hashta arusa ba'alma. But even by a real arusa, Tani Rebbe Chia Ishto Arusa La Onim V'Lo Mitamila V'Chein Hi La Onen Es V'Lo Mitamislo. But even by a regular Arusa woman, Lo Onen, he does not become an Onen for her V'Lo Mitamila. And he, if he is a Kohen, is not allowed to become Tamei for her V'Chein Hi La Onen Es, that she does not have Halachas of Aninus, meaning staying away from Kadshim V'Lo Mitamislo, and she does not become Tamei for him. We'll get back to that line. Mesa ena yarsha, and if she dies, he does not yarshin her, if they would just had erisin. Mes hu gova ksubasa, and if he dies, she gets the ksuba. Ovid ba maimar mi bai. So you're asking about maimar, even by erisin, mamish, these halachas don't kick in. Maimar you're asking about? What exactly is the question? So here's the Rashi. Rashi says, if erisin, which is d'oraisa, these halachas don't kick in, so maimar, according to Beis Shammai, even though it's kinyan gomer, it's still only d'rabanan, so surely these halachas should not kick in. So how can he even suggest it? And this is where the Rishonim say, what are you talking about? Maimar is also d'oraisa, according to Beis Shammai. That's how the other person walks. So that's why the other Rishonim give a different shot to the question. Tosfos says, so let's do the Ritva. The Ritva, the other Rishonim say, no, if Erisin, which is an Isser Skila, an Eishas Isha Zinsa, if that doesn't kick in these halachas, then Maimar, which is also Daraisa, but it's no Chi of Misa, surely these halachas shouldn't kick in. But the other Mishonim say they're both Daraisa. Or a third approach, that I'll take yours, Tosas and Aman Aleph said, it's not, the Kavachobar is just that Maimar, yes, is Daraisa, but it's learned out from Kiddushin. So it can't be greater than the Malamed. Dialovam in Adilius Kenidon. You can never have something learned from something that's greater than the source. So if Kiddushin is the source of Maimar, says Tosfos and Aman Aleph, said if Kiddushin doesn't have these halachas, then Maimar can't have these halachas. Either way, it's a machlokes, how to understand this line, what exactly is the Kal V'Chomer? Rashi here says, Daraisa Durabanan. The other Rishonim fit it in, even on a Daraisa level.
The very first point, Rashi would agree with.
The Rashi would agree with it in theory, yeah, but Rashi says even more. Rashi's Kal V'Chomer is even stronger.
So what's the having of this question?
What's the having of this question? We're trying to...
Would it be possible to think that Maimar would be Nisuin?
According to Rashi.
According to everybody.
According to others, they're both Daraisa.
They're both also.
Okay, so you have to explicate it. You have to know how strong is this Havamina. How strong is this Havamina? I mean, we're about to reject it. The Gemara many times says, so regarding why Hilchaza, Elam this, it can't be. Elam this, it can't be.
No,
so
is it Nisuin or is it Erisin? What's the Havamina of Nisuin?
Well, we're going to see. because we're going to get to other halachas. So it's not, it doesn't apply to these halachas. It's nisuin le'inyin, a certain aspect. That's all we're asking. So we're going to have to get back. Ela le'inyin, let's finish this sentence, and then we will come back because there's important stuff on inyani tuma. So Gemara says, Ela le'inyin mesira l'chupa. It must be regarding mesira l'chupa. Is it nisuin or erisin regarding mesira l'chupa? My, what does that mean? Nisuin, general nisuin requires das ha'isha. A woman can't get married without her das, without her knowledge. But Yibum, as we know, we're going to have a Mishnah later on, Yibum does not require, even Balkarcha. So after Maimar, does Nisuin require das, which the Gemara calls Knisa L'Chuppah or not? Nisuin Osev Lo Bayim Misir L'Chuppah? Does it take the place of Nisuin, and therefore you don't need Misir L'Chuppah? Rashi explains the later Bia could still be Balkarcha. O Dilma Erisin Osev Bayim Misir L'Chuppah? Or does it only function as an Erisin, and you still need das Ho'isha by Chuppah? Ask the Gemara 1 minute. Amalei, hashta lovet ba maimar. If the guy didn't do maimar, he just went with the din to araisa, then the yibam, the bia, could be forced. Ksiv yivama yabo aleha balkarcha. Ovet ba maimar mi boy. What, maimar changes it? Maimar's a drabanan. Maimar's going to make it worse. If you do maimar, then you have to make the chod, the bia, midaita. The Gemara says, unbelievable. Yes. Amalei, shiny omer. Kola oser maimar bi yivimto. Look at this line. If you do maimar, parcha mimenu zikas yivmin, then the regular zika of Yibum disappears, v'chala alei zikas erisin. And he's now is in a new tract. The ritva here says is a din to araisa. According to Beishama, you have two ways to do Yibum. What does the pasuk say? Yivama yavo aleha ulakacha lo leisha. Says the ritva, either or. Yivama yavo aleha, that's one tract, and that's bia balkarcha. Or V'lachalo le'isha, you do the Maimar tract. The Maimar tract, and then it's like a regular marriage, and therefore the Nisuin that follows is going to require Das. So my, that's the question of the Gemara. Is it Nisuin Osep, or Erisin Osep, regarding the Halacha, the following Halacha of Knisa L'Chuppah?
There's no Erisin.
Well, that's the Suffolk. That's what we're not sure. That's the question of the Gemara. According to that Sad, Nisuin, so then yeah, then there will only be Nisuin, and there will be this amazing Chiddush, that according to Beis Shammai, Doraisa, there are two tracks in Yibam. You could do the Bia tract or the Maimar in regular marriage tract. There's a big discussion just in the Braisa that was quoted. What the Braisa say? By Erisin, after Erisin, a Kohen is not allowed to become Tami for his wife, and the wife is Einem Etamis Lo. So what does that mean? Einem Etamis Lo. Aisha's Kohen is not Musar on Tumah. So what do you mean, Einem Etamis Lo? She doesn't become Tami for him. She never is Musar. She's never warned. So Rashi has two suggestions. Number one, Rashi says, maybe it just means she has no obligation to be Misasik in his burial. Got nothing to do with Tuma. You're right, she can become Tami. Number one. Or number two, Rashi says, it means Anyantif. Anyantif, when Chayiv Adam Latar Asma Beregel, everybody has to make themselves tar on the Regel, so then she also has to become Tami, so there she is not obligated, or she's not allowed to make herself Tamei in that case. Those are two deos in Rashi. There's a big discussion in the postkim. Does that halacha apply b'zman hazeh? Chayiv Adam Latar Asma Beregel. We don't have time right now. There's a Shagas Aryeh about it. Is that related to the Beis Hamikdash specifically or not? There's a minhag quoted, the Ber Hetev in Hilchas Avelos quotes the minhag of going to the mikveh before Yantav Bizman Hazeh. But again, that's just, he says, that's, Taras HaGuf, Taras HaNefesh, give you a message, but really that's not a real kiyum of Chayiv Adam Latar Atzmo Beregel. Yeah. And then there also is, related to this Gemara, is a Machlokas Rambam Ravid in Hilchas Avelos, in Beis Vav, where the Rambam quotes that a Eishes Kohen, if she wants to become Tamei, fine for her husband. The Imlav Lo Ratzu Lo Yistamei, if she doesn't want to become Tamei, not. And the Ravid asks, there's a diyuk from that Rambam that seems to go against our Gemara, which the Ravid asks from. We don't have time to deal with it now, but if you want to look at it, Beis Vav in Hilchas Avel, Machlokas Rambam Ravid, related to these two Pshatim in Rashi, and to our Gemara. Okay, let's continue. Mai. So it says that on the first line, Mai. So what do you say? Does Maimar create Nisuin or Erisin? Tashma, says the Mishnah in Nedarim. Shomeris Yavam. Bein Yavam Echad, Bein Shnei Yavamin. Shomeris Yavam, whether there is one or two brothers that she is Zakuk to, can there be Hafaris Nedarim? This is a great litmus test to analyze the connection, the strength of the connection between a Shomeris Yavam and the Yavam. Because the Gemara is about to talk about Hafaris Nedarim, which is a legalistic halacha, which If you are married to this woman, then you're allowed to be made for her nedarim. If you're not married, you can't be made for her nedarim. So that's why Kadesh Yavam do hafaras nedarim to his Yavama. So says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, three shitas in the Tanaim. Rabbi Elazar Omer Yafar, Rabbi Elazar says he can be mefer even if there are two brothers. Rabbi Shua Omer La'echav Olashnayim. Rabbi Shua says no, if there's one brother he can be mefer, not if there are two brothers. Rabbi Kiva Omer Lo La'echav Olashnayim. Rabbi Kiva says no, you can never do Afar Sadar. Va'avina ba, and we explain the Mishnah. Bishlam Rabbi Kiva Savar Ein Zika Afilo Lachat. Rabbi Akiva, I understand why no Afar Sadar, because he says this connection is very low, and therefore no Afar Sadar at all. Rabbi Shua, lachad yesh zika l'tre ein zika. Rabbi Shua, I also understand. If there's one brother, that's a strong connection, because one woman can be married to one man. If there are two brothers, you can't say there's a strong connection there, because a woman cannot be married to two men. El Rabbi Lazar, according to Rabbi Lazar, who says that even two can be made for. Nehina midaksavar yesh zika, fine, he can hold of a strong connection. Bishma lachad mefer el l'tre amai. Fine, one can be made for. But if there are two brothers, why shouldn't both of them have to be made for? It only says Yafer. Doesn't she have a connection to both brothers, and therefore both of them should have to be Mefer? So, four pshatim. What does the word Yafer really mean in the Mishnah? El Vam Rabbi Ami. I'm just finished. Vam Rabbi Ami. What must be the case? Could go to Avid b'Maimar. It must be that one of the brothers did Maimar. Ube Shamahi. Dara Maimar Kona Kinyan Gamor. It must be that the brother, when the Mishnah says that one could do Maimar, one could be made for the Darim, it must be according to Be Shamai, and Maimar was done, and therefore there was a full Kinyan. So then, Iyamar Bishlam Nisuin, Ose Mishamachi Mefer. And if you say Maimar does Nisuin, so then you understand, because the first Darim kicks in after Nisuin. But if it's only considered Erisin, how can you do Afaras Nedarim? In Arusa, you have to get the father involved too, not just the husband. So this is the Raya, this the potential Raya that Nisuin Osa and not just Erisin Osa. The Gemara says, no, there are three other ways to learn the Mishnah that it's not a Raya to this case. Number one, Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, my Mefer, Mefer Beshutfis. What does Mefer mean? Mefer means Beshutfis. It means really Eris and Oseh, but it's the father and the husband. That's all it means. Ulur Balazar Damar Maimer Lebe Shama Enokone El Litchos Litzar Belvad, my Mefer Beshutfis. But according to Balazar, who said earlier, a very limited approach to Beshamai, are we going to say that the Baal has strength to do Afaras Adarim? Beshamai is so limited. So the Gemara says, yeah. Amalek Arbalazar, Eimer Damriana Enokone El Litchos Litzar Belvad, Tulo Sagi La Bagita, El Iboy Nami Chalitza. When do I say that Beshamai is limited? That's to say that if you do Maimer to a woman, you can't just give her a get if you change your mind. You'd still have to do Chalitza to her. But Lahafar Nedarem Yerminon. I never excluded Hafar Sadarim. Hafar Sadarim are included. It is strong enough, Maimer is strong enough for that. V'Ibay Yaseima, or a fourth possibility. What does the word Yafer mean in the Mishnah? Amar lachar Balazar, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak minicha. What, according to the other approach that we said, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, who says that the two brothers are mefer, or the father and the brother, miktani yaferu, yafer ktani. It says it in singular. What do you mean, beshutfis? It says only Yafer is singular. Elahach ma'yaskina. What's the case of that Mishnah? It's a separate din. Sha'am de bedinu paskal amizonas bishalo. It's a case where Bezdin has already told one of the brothers he's responsible to support this Yavama. He's responsible. And we know that if a woman is getting supported, her nedarim are with that husband in mind. Ukadura Pinchas b'shvei derava, damar Pinchas b'shvei derava, kol anoderes al das baila hino deres. So it's a special din of faras nedarim. If there's a yavam who already has a chiyuv mizonos to this woman, she obviously has that woman in. She obviously has that husband, that potential husband in mind. Okay, we'll stop here. But we didn't get to talk about it, but look at the Rambam if you have an Asei, Mitzvah Asei Lamed Zayin. That the Mitzvah Asei of a husband, a Kohen, becoming Tamei for his Krovim, included in that Mitzvah is the Mitzvah of Avelus. So many Achronim discuss, what is the connection between Avelus and Tuma? How does Rambam include Avelus in the Mitzvah of Lo Yitama? So again, it's an interesting discussion, Mitzvah Asei Lamed Zayin. Have a good Shabbos.